Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
More questions for the online bank Revolut this evening as we continue our focus on text and online scams. You heard Sarah last week and her story about being scammed by a text scam. And on Monday, we heard from Alice Coyle. She lost €10,000 to a sophisticated Revolut scam. And since then, several of you have been contacting the programme with similar stories of Revolut scams and criticisms of their customer service offering. Well, our reporter, Barry Lenehan, has started digging and he's got a lot deeper into the story. Who have you been talking to, Barry?
Well, let's start with Emma. On Sunday the 7th of May, the Cork student was walking to her part-time job, looking forward to a summer of fun and travel, not a care in the world. Her phone buzzed, a private number. She answered, thinking perhaps it was a call from a company she recently interviewed for a job with. Instead, it was someone purporting to be from her bank, AIB. Here's what happened next, and everything Emma told me is backed up by screenshots and documentation.
Once I answered, a man with a Dublin accent answered and he was asking if this is Emma, and I said yes. And previously that day, I received a text message from AIB, from the verified AIB number, where I received like all my verification codes and everything from them. And they said that there was a flag transaction in my account or whatever, and there was a link there too. And I clicked on the link and it said to like enter my bank details, but I never entered anything, so I just didn't think anything of it until I got the phone call. And this man was, you know, questioning about the flag transaction, and he was calling me on a Sunday, and I knew it seemed a bit suspicious. So I asked him if there was any way he could verify himself, and he, you know, agreed, saying it was like the right thing to do. He then sent me this verification kind of message through the same AIB number where I get all my verification codes or whatever, and he said that his name was Aaron Ferguson, and he sent me a reference number as well. And from that, like, I didn't think anything was suspicious because he verified himself through the actual AIB number, so I had no reason really to question it. And then he proceeded to name out all my transactions that I've had from my account, like when I've lodged money into my account and previous online kind of orders I've made and everything. He knew all of it, so I had no reason to question him really. And then he told me that there was a flag transaction from my Revolut account that didn't go in properly. He told me that I needed to transfer money from my AIB account to my Revolut account just to make sure that everything was connected properly. So I transferred maybe €200 two or three times maybe, but I knew it seemed a bit weird. And then I hung up, and then he rang me again, and, you know, he told me that I had no reason, you know, not to believe him. He was able to verify himself, and he just kept reiterating that he wanted to help me. I transferred the money, and then he told me to make sure that my card details were correct or whatever, so I called them out and
called out the card details for your Revolut.
For my Revolut. He told me that I just had to wait for this notification. From what I heard at the time, because it was over phone call, I thought he said finance, because just to make sure that everything was okay. And then I realized afterwards, after the call, he said Binance. And then when I checked my Revolut account, €2,900 had left my Revolut account, and this account called Binance, it was all transferred to this account called Binance. And then I just went into a complete state of panic, and I'd realized that it was a complete scam and it was completely fraudulent.
A complete scam and completely fraudulent, says Cork student Emma. All her money, all her savings, €2,900 gone. The scammer, who initially appeared to contact her through the verified AIB text number, had managed to transfer money from her Revolut account to a site called Binance, a cryptocurrency site, and so started Emma's battle to get her money back.
My God, this is infuriating. What happened then?
She encountered the same problems as we heard from Alice Coyle on Monday. Emma couldn't block the payment the scammer had made from her Revolut account, even though it was pending, and she too found the Revolut chat service and support features frustrating.
So usually when you make a transaction with Revolut, they send you a verification code just to make sure that you've authorised everything. But I never authorised this transaction at all. I received no email or text message from Revolut saying that I authorised it. So I gave no consent at all to this transaction. And somehow the scammer was basically able to take everything without my consent at all.
You got on to Revolut and you could see that the transaction to the account, which we presume was that of the scammers, that it was pending. What did you tell Revolut and how did you get on?
considering it was pending, I just presumed that they'd be able to cancel it, because as well, like, I only use my Revolut for maybe kind of small transactions every day of maybe 10 or 20 euro. But the fact that 2,900 euro left my account, like, I presumed that would be kind of flagged by them and it would seem like very suspicious and they'd be able to cancel it. Revolut can't cancel pending transactions like that for some reason. I'm not sure the reasoning why. Like, it makes no sense really how they're not able to do that. But they basically told me that I'm not able to cancel it at all and that it was all authorised by me, apparently.
You got on to them, but ultimately you were unsuccessful in stopping the money being taken out of your account.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
How did you find the interaction with Revolut, all done through the helpline chat hub? How did you find it?
It wasn't helpful at all, really. If I was on the helpline maybe 3 or 4 times on different occasions throughout the day, I'd be talking to 3 or 4 separate agents for each time I would talk to them. So I was basically talking to it's not like I was talking to one continuous person over the entire time. Like, I'd be talking to different agents throughout the day or throughout however many days. And like, they'd all just basically be telling me the exact same thing, and it just feels like I'm literally talking to an AI robot or something. Like, I have no trust that I'm actually talking to an actual human, which isn't reassuring at all, really.
What of your attempts to get the money back from Revolut? Where are those attempts at now?
So I had to submit this formal complaint form to Revolut, which is kind of the last step you can really do on the Revolut side, and I received that back maybe 2 weeks ago, and they basically said that they've upheld it and they can't really do anything with it. And then from that then I had to contact the financial ombudsman, and I've submitted a complaint to them as well, and I'm still awaiting a reply. So I think I have 30 or 40 days maybe to hear back from them, and then if that's still unsuccessful, I can take proper legal action.
30 or 40 days is a long old wait, isn't it, in this situation? Barry, there was another twist in this tale though.
So on the 16th of May, Emma was told by Revolut that she wasn't going to get a refund of her money. But that very same morning, Emma received a WhatsApp call from a number not in her contacts.
I received a WhatsApp phone call, as you said, and it was from a contact that wasn't in my contacts at all. It was completely random. And I noticed that in the man's profile photo, he had like a Dublin kind of DAA jersey on him. And I found that very suspicious because the scammer also had like a Dublin accent. So I just had this kind of gut feeling that something wasn't right here. I took screenshots of the photo and I contacted the Gardaí. And then later on that evening when I came home, I noticed that he removed his profile photo from his WhatsApp profile, and I just thought it was so suspicious. Through that, I was able to find his social media and I found out his potential name, and it's very likely that it could be him. I know it could be a complete fluke, but I just have this gut feeling that it might be him, and the Gardaí are now investigating it, so that's all I can do really.
2,900 euro taken from your Revolut. No sign at the moment it's going to come back. What difference would that money make for you?
It was basically all the money I have. Like, I'm a student who has a part-time job, and like, the fact that he took basically everything from me and I have to start from scratch again, like, that money could help me so much with, you know, college and with my savings and everything. Like, it's caused me so much like mental distress, and it's just all my hard-earned money is really gone, and the fact that this man took it all from me is just heartbreaking really.
Will it impact your summer?
Yeah, definitely. I had plans to go travelling and stuff, and that kind of had to be put on hold, and I basically just have to kind of work the entire summer now really. It's heartbreaking and it's so distressing, but I'm going to do everything I can to get it back.
My God, it is heartbreaking. Poor Emma. What did other people tell you, Barry?
One man who lost 4,475 euro from his Revolut account. This came after he was contacted from someone purporting to be a representative of Amazon Prime who was looking to refund him money. Ultimately, he had several questions over what happened and wanted Revolut to facilitate a deeper investigation into what happened, upon which they refused. And he told me that the first thing he does every morning and every night is ask specific questions to Revolut on their chat service about what happened. Another woman was defrauded 1,000 euro in similar circumstances, but claims she received a refund from Bank of Ireland, but didn't from Revolut in this situation. While reports in the BBC have highlighted how fraud victims in Great Britain have also had difficulties getting refunds from Revolut and similar frustrations with customer service. It's important to note too that some listeners got in touch to share positive experiences of the online bank, including its customer service and anti-fraud measures.
We're going to talk about regulation in just one second, but Patricia in County Cork has texted the programme. She says, I've received emails and in-app messages from Revolut asking me for my PPS number. Is this a scam? My husband, who joined Revolut at the same time, has not received this message, so I'm not sure what to do. Does anyone know? Says Patricia. We'll get to that in just a second, but remind us of the regulatory framework around Revolut in Ireland and how that might impact customers, Barry.
It employs 150 staff here. It has 2 million retail accounts in Ireland. And it says it's investing heavily in anti-fraud and fraud detection systems. Now, returns to the lobbying register show how Revolut has lobbied government ministers and officials in recent months, pressing for telecoms firms to share responsibility for money lost to these growing number of text and online scams which people are falling to. And Revolut, it has abandoned its plans to become an electronic money provider in Ireland. This was in late 2021 after its application sat in the central bank for 30 months. And reports in recent weeks say that the Bank of England may refuse a banking licence for Revolut there. But John Isle, he's the deputy business editor for the Irish Independent, and he's been telling me more.
It's not regulated here by the Central Bank of Ireland as other financial institutions you might interact with are, like Bank of Ireland or AIB or Permanent TSB. Instead, it's licensed as a bank in Lithuania and uses what's called an EU passport to sell its services in Ireland and several other EU countries. So the chief difference there really is that the oversight, the local oversight is, you know, how is it treating its customers? Is the marketing complying with the rules and so forth? But the real bank regulation, the supervisory mechanism, happens far away in Lithuania.
What is the knock-on effect for customers? So if it doesn't have that license in Ireland and if they do have issue with Revolut?
Well, the first thing to say is that there are certain consistencies across all EU banking markets. And then there are certain differences from one country to another. A Lithuanian banking license is usable in other European countries. It's just unusual, I suppose, for Irish customers to be using a bank that is licensed in another country, especially one far away with another language and so forth. But what it means, though, is that your kind of regulators are far away, and it means that the mechanisms for helping you out if there's a problem are also far away. Some people might be familiar that if you run into a customer service problem with a bank here and it doesn't get resolved to your satisfaction, you can escalate that complaint to the ombudsman, for instance. Well, if you're a customer of Revolut and you have a similar problem, the only place you can escalate that is in Vilnius, you know, at the ombudsman over in Lithuania. Similarly, you're covered by a deposit guarantee scheme, the same as you are in Ireland, and it's for the same amount, 100,000 euros, but it's administered out of Lithuania. And that means really that you don't have the same capacity to exert political influence over these authorities. It's a lot harder to bring any kind of pressure to bear if there's a problem, in my opinion.
And that's John Isle, who's Deputy Business Editor with the Irish Independent. I suppose if people are wondering if a text or a message is a scam, don't engage, I suppose, is the general advice. What's Revolut saying this evening, Barry, about all of this?
In relation to confusion around reverting pending transactions, it says once a payment is authorised, nothing legally it can do. It says it's in-app chat is the most secure method to communicate with customers. For fraud specifically, as soon as a customer indicates that they've been a victim of fraud, they're automatically connected to a live agent, and it is one of the fastest customer support facilities in the industry, Revolut says, with more than 140,000 chats opened by its customers in-app every week. It says it's very proud of its customer service, and complaints per customer are at an all-time low, with fewer than 30 per 1 million daily active users.
There you go, and you can contact the real Barry Lenihan on email at drivetime@rte.ie. Thank you very much indeed, Barry.